So at the 11th hour, a ceasefire agreement with Iran was put in place. Since then, the stock market is rallying, oil prices are dropping, and so are mortgage rates. How low are they going to get? Are they going to get all the way back down to 599, where we were about 3 weeks ago? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. I'm going to explain to you guys, with today's news, what's going to go on with stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and also these things over through here. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. I'm going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? Why? I'll give you that at the end of this video. You're here for these, so let's get to it. So the first thing, folks, we do have a new site that I actually created. It's going to give you everything you need in one site. We'll get to that in a second. But here's what's going on with rates today. Rates were up just a hair yesterday. You're going to see that right down below here. It's going to say they were up one tick yesterday. Well, let's get over to what's going to happen today with stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and these things also. So first off, let's get over the stock market. It is up 1,200 points. This is a huge rally. But here's what we got to pay attention to. Let's get down this avenue first, and then we're going to get over these things. Okay, a ceasefire was put in place. There's hundreds of boats sitting, waiting to get through the Strait of Hormuz. Until they really start to move, I'm going to hold off right now, because once they start moving, I mean, we got this big of a drop and the ships aren't even moving yet. So once they move, analysts are saying this is even going to drop even further. So what's going to go on with all these, and as well as this is mortgage rates? Well, let me give you my thoughts on this. So the first thing we want to do is we want to talk about mortgage rates. So we go over to this thing right through here. Okay, this is a bond that trades, and this is what I follow. If you see up at the top there, it says MBS. That means it's a mortgage bond. All you have to understand is that number up through there. If it's green, that's good numbers. So that means mortgage rates are coming down. They're up 37 today. When I clicked in earlier, they're up 49. So let's see what's going on today. We're going to go over through here. Whoa. Okay, so here's what we're seeing. We're seeing this gap. Remember we talk about this a lot? Here's a gap. We closed here yesterday, and we opened all the way up here. Usually what happens, unfortunately, it fills, meaning we normally would come all the way back down to here and then kind of trade from there. Well, I don't think that's going to happen today because of the good news. So we opened up here. We're going to starting at 38, so let's stay there. I'm going to go through the rest of the news with you. Then we'll get back to the 38, and then I'm going to show you what's most likely going to happen to mortgage rates and how big they're going to move today. So the first thing we want to go through is over through here. Let's get back to the technicals now. Okay, remember, we have oil. We kept saying, okay, once the oil trades over, and it's going to take a couple weeks for all this to really take place, but we're going to get back to the technicals. So here, let's start looking at this. We want to look at the inflation because these numbers are coming in this week. Okay, the jobs report's pretty good. We even have ADP payroll numbers yesterday. I don't like them, but it's saying the jobs report's fantastic. Okay, GDP, it's above zero, so that's going okay. Now, inflation's what's freaking everybody out. Well, let's get over to the economic calendar because we actually have this number coming in this week. Okay, so if we go to the economic calendar on tomorrow, Thursday, we don't have really anything coming in today on Wednesday. So on Thursday, we're going to get a lot of pieces of the puzzle that the Fed watches. Okay, what do they watch? Jobs and inflation. Okay, so what do we have tomorrow? Well, we have jobs right down through here, initial jobless claims. They're saying it was 202,000. It's supposed to go up a little bit. Now, we'll watch that when it comes in. But then we're going to look at continued claims. Are people able to get jobs back if they got let go? This is where we really want to follow. Even the unemployment rate has dropped the last reading. Okay, so now we want to look at inflation because we know the jobs report's okay. So PCE, does that look familiar? Yeah, it looks familiar because that's what the Federal Reserve monitors. Okay, so let's go over and see what analysts are expecting. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight on this thing. So PCE, core PCE, what that means is it strips out food and energy. Well, PCE normally doesn't have a big impact with energy anyways. Let me explain it. PCE is the personal consumption expenditure. It's how the Federal Reserve watches inflation. It doesn't include a lot of energy in there, which the CPI does. Confused? Let me get to it. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to get the PCE. That's the inflation number the Federal Reserve looks at. Down through here, they're saying it's 2.8. It's going to stay at 2.8. I don't think so. I'm expecting this to go to 2.9 or 3. We'll see how that comes in tomorrow. Then they're going to give us the core PCE. It strips out food and energy, so it might be a little more stable. So if you go over there, it's saying it's going to go from 2.9 to 2.7. Don't think that's going to happen. So we'll see how this comes in tomorrow. But all the good news today, let's let that take effect. But then on Friday, what do we have? The CPI. That's the inflation numbers that I look at. This has energy in it, and it's about 30%. So if we go through here, we're going to get the CPI of March. That's when energy started spiking up to $90, $100 a barrel. So the analysts are expecting the inflation on the CPI to go from 0.3 to 1. I'm giving that one a thumbs up. So we'll see how that comes over the next 2 days. But let's get over to now. What's the Federal Reserve supposed to do based on this news today? I'll get to that. And then I'm going to go back and explain to you guys what's going to happen most likely today and some catalysts we want to really look at. So in 21 days, the Fed's going to meet. They are not going to do anything. There's a 98% chance they're not going to cut rates. But the good news is, remember yesterday we went all the way down through here? There wasn't a rate cut in the plans, and not even in next year. Well, this year we got it. It looks like there's maybe a 39% chance next June, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So now if you're a homeowner or a home buyer, what do you do? Okay, so let's get to that in a second. Let's get over to here what I want to go over with you guys. So we're going to go through stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies, and then I'm going to show you our website and how you can use this to track rates, and even if you're a homeowner, what you should be doing. We got the Dow Jones up 1,100 points. It was up almost 1,300 points pre-market. So it's going to have a little bit of, you know, skittishness, but here's what we want to look at. Oil prices are plummeting, but the Strait of Hormuz isn't open yet. Okay, it's still in negotiations. Once you see the ships start going and it's open and they go through with no issues, you're going to see this come down even further. Could it get down to 80? It might. So we're going to focus in on this. If there's any breaking news later today, I will be back. But that's what we're seeing right through there. So stocks are going to do very good today because as inflation comes down, it helps corporate earnings actually push up a little bit because their costs are going down. So that's going to help the earnings front through all these indices through here. Oil's crumbling as we know it. Treasury markets are dropping as well. Cryptocurrency's probably rallying. Yes, it's over $3,000. This tells me the risk trade's on. So let's look at it this way, though. If you're sitting there and you're saying, okay, Dan, is now the time to lock? Well, let's get over to look at some of the technicals we have. Until the Strait of Hormuz really opens, what should you do? Well, there's going to be two things I'm going to advise you guys. If you're a homeowner, put your information up there. RateWatch 2.2. Okay, it's a brand new system we created. What it's going to do, it's going to track rates for you. So you're like, okay, Dan, when rates were 5.99, I missed it. Can you help me track that? Yeah, we'll do that right through there. We're also going to track is how much of a monthly savings you can have. So you can tell me, okay, Dan, when it goes down, I can save $200 a month, $300 a month, $500 a month. Yeah, we'll actually trigger you as well through there. But if you're looking to buy a house, what do you do? Okay, so here's my expectations. Monitor this. As soon as the Strait of Hormuz opens up, you're going to see things come down even further. But there's a catalyst here. Wonder if there's maybe somebody doesn't live up to the plans or the ceasefire. Well, all this could go back to square one again. So here's what I would suggest you do. Put your information into there. Check out the numbers. See if it saves you some money. That's what it'll do up there as well. But if you're looking to buy a house, here's what I would do. If you're closing within the next 30 days, lock. Just lock right now. Today's a fantastic day to lock, and we'll go through that numbers. Remember, we were up 38 before we left. So I'm just saying lock in, you know, lock in right now if you're closing within the next 2-3 weeks, because the volatility is going to drive you nuts. Because if the ceasefire doesn't really go through and it doesn't get, you know, really put in place, this could go up as fast as it came down. So I'm saying lock in, but if you have a duration of over 30 days, just float and wait. Especially if you're a homeowner, fill out your information on RateWatch 2.2. Let me track it for you. Then just sit back. We'll call you, text you, and email you anytime those rates hit there. So now let's go back to the markets. We have the MBSs. They are still up 38. So let's go to a one-day chart. This is really good news. Let's go to a 5-day chart and see what that does. So we had a nice little, whoa, we are past. Let me see where we're going. I'm going to show you guys where all we got to go to get back to 599. We have a ways to go. So we got to need to rally about 100 basis points over through here to get those rates back to 599. Will it happen? It might eventually, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime in the next 20 to 30 days. So I would suggest watching these things. If you're closing within 30 days, lock it in. If you're a homeowner, take advantage of these low rates. Like I said before, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. So right now we got the markets up 38 ticks. We have the Dow Jones up. Let's see where that's going up 1,100 points. And then last but not least, here's my new website, folks. It's called True Mortgage, TRU Mortgage.lovable.app. So I'm going to post that down below. But here's what it's going to give you. It's going to give you tickers all across the top of the things we focus in on: stocks, bonds, cryptocurrencies. Then it's going to give you all the rates that we have down through here. You're going to go down through here. It's going to give you the primary drivers, the US UMBS, that MBS market we follow, the 10-year treasury, It's going to go down through here and give you all the S&P, the NASDAQ, and everything else, the financial data from the Fed, what the market news is for today, and what the Fed is most likely to do in 29 days. So check that out, folks. But last but not least, my name is Dan Friel. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you need some help with a mortgage, looking to buy, refinance, our slogan, like I said, is one application, one credit pool. We'd love to work with you. Folks, I've been doing this for over 36 years now, and today, believe it or not, is my 37-year anniversary with my lovely wife. So thanks to Carol and my wife for sticking up with me or putting up with me, but that's it for today. I do have a live event with Dave Savage. He is legendary in the mortgage business, especially those mortgage loan officers out there. So if you're a loan officer, you want to learn a little bit more on how to really structure yourself as a loan officer, join me today. Dave's going to teach you guys that and give you a little insight on how successful mortgage loan officers really do their business. So that's it for today. Mortgage rates are ticks are up 38. Mortgage rates are going to come down. Should we see rates below in the 6.3 range? We will see those today. Thanks for watching, folks. Don't forget to subscribe, and I'll be live today. Check it out. Take care. See you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.